In Florida and Georgia, people are getting ready for the arrival of Hurricane Ian later this week. We're taking a look at that today, but right now, let's go to Canada's East Coast maritime provinces, where there's a lot to clean up after Fiona smashed in over the weekend. That powerful storm that also hit Puerto Rico destroyed critical infrastructure and swept away homes on Canada's coast. At least one person died. Thousands remained without power. Michael Gorman is a reporter for CBC News based in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Michael, how are things looking there? What are you seeing?
Well, here in Halifax, where I'm at, it's a wet and windy day, although certainly nothing like what we experienced overnight Friday into Saturday when the storm arrived. But it's, you know, while we've got a lot of damage here in Halifax, it's really nothing, frankly, compared to what the more northern parts of our province, particularly on Cape Breton Island, experienced. And certainly what our neighboring provinces, Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland, also experienced, where the devastation is really quite catastrophic.
Right. We're seeing reports of houses swept into the sea. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, that primarily is in Newfoundland on its west coast in a community called Port-au-Basque. And folks who have lived there all their lives, who are well accustomed to storms, given where they're positioned in the Atlantic Ocean, are sort of gobsmacked by the fact that, as you say, homes in that community quite literally were washed out into the Atlantic Ocean. We know of, so far, at least two deaths connected to this storm, and one of them was in Port-au-Basque. A woman who was in the process of evacuating her home was swept away by a wave and pulled out into the ocean. Another woman who was swept out into the ocean there was able to be rescued. But we've actually learned here this morning here in Nova Scotia that a gentleman who went out as the storm was sort of subsiding, but it was still pretty rough around the coast, was swept away, unfortunately, and he's been declared lost at sea.
Oh, terrible, as you said, and rare in the far north. Shocking, I'm sure, but also, I mean, been to Newfoundland, just beautiful, but it has swaths of, you know, people, the seal fishermen who are out of work. I mean, this is going to be really tough on this area in particular.
Well, one of the big challenges, particularly here in Nova Scotia, where the communities that were hit hardest, is damage has impacted what are often the largest employers in those communities. And so there's a community on Cape Breton Island called Neal's Harbor that was very, very badly hit by the storm. Their single largest employer was a fish plant that's been completely destroyed. The owners of that plant estimate that the damage is in the millions and millions of dollars. Fortunately, the processing season there has just wrapped up, but you know, the amount of damage there means that repairs are going to take quite a significant amount of time, and that's going to have an effect on people who live in that community.
Yeah, on their livelihood. I've got a few seconds here. Is the government sending a signal, or people feeling this could be more common with climate change?
Well, you know, these storms certainly are happening at a more regular rate, and so people are looking at what infrastructure changes can be done with that. In the short term, the military's been moved in to help with cleanup, and the federal government is pledging disaster relief to communities that are going to need it to help clean up, but also help people recover from losses related to the damage.
CBC News reporter Michael Gorman up there in the north of Canada. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.